It's Thursday in the third week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Millions of favors are hanging from heaven on silken cords. Prayer is the sword that will cut them. Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you and you with me. Revelation 3, verse 20. Fulton Sheen. From Advent and Christmas with the Church Fathers, published recently by Tan Books. Unlike other Mediterranean religions of its day, Judaism began in an actual place at an actual time with an actual historical person. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Genesis 12, verse 4. Other religions of the day start their sacred stories in a more nebulous tone. For example, in that time, and then went on to offer fanciful tales of the gods and goddesses at war, at rest, erotically involved, dining and dying. The genealogies of myths are full not only of familiar Greek and Roman deities, but of natural objects and powers and forces as well. For example, when Plato gives a genealogy for romantic love, he traces it back to the mingling of the forces of poverty and fullness. This is why St. Paul instructs young Timothy so. I repeat the request I made of you when I was on my way to Macedonia, that you stay in Ephesus to instruct certain people not to teach false doctrines or to concern themselves with myths and endless genealogies which promote speculations rather than the plan of God that is to be received by faith. 1 Timothy 1, verses 3 to 4. The entire point of Advent is to see that our humanity is rooted in a God who has come to earth at a particular time to a particular people in a very particular way. And if this story is true, it is ultimately true. If not, nothing really matters for too long. But the apostles, the martyrs, the saints, and the best philosophers have all attested with their lives that this is no mere myth or fanciful fable, but an invitation to know the one true God. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. The better to celebrate this mystery of the Word of God made man for love of us, it is necessary to make some preparation. Then we shall be able to derive real spiritual benefit from the Feast of the Nativity. We can prepare our minds for the celebration of this great mystery by meditating on the infinite goodness of God, who was so moved by compassion for our misery that he came down from heaven and became an infant, whimpering on a bed of straw in a manger. He offered his first sufferings for our sakes, even as he later offered himself on the cross as a victim for our redemption. This meditation should elicit from us an act of profound humility. If God so abased himself, how can such sinful and ungrateful creatures as we are carry ourselves proudly and boastfully in the presence of God and of men? This humble act of adoration on the part of our intellect should be accompanied by an act of heartfelt love. If we do not love Jesus, whom else are we capable of loving? He alone is worthy of all our affection. Only he can satisfy the desires of our heart.